This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
As yet another astonishing example of the incredible scientific stupidity of today's youth, many young people believe that they're going to live on Mars. They think like Elon Musk is talking about how he's going to move to Mars. He's going to live on Mars. And a lot of young people today think they will have to escape Earth to go live on Mars. And NASA is even talking about that they're going to have permanent human colonies on the moon in 10 years. Really? You haven't even been to the moon for decades. You're not going to have a human colony on the moon in 10 years. Give me a break. You know, so let's start with some basics here. The Martian atmosphere. This is if we believe what NASA is telling us, with the asterisk side note that some people think NASA is lying to us about Mars. And I actually believe that NASA is lying to us about life on Mars, i.e. microbial life and perhaps liquid water. But the one thing that I don't think NASA is lying about is that there's barely any atmosphere on Mars, which means there's also barely any air pressure. So in almost every case, liquid water would sublimate immediately. I mean, it would turn to ice and then it would sublimate, which means, you know, it vanishes into, it goes from ice to a gas is what sublimation means. So if you had liquid water, it would freeze into ice. And it would, this is what happens in outer space. If you throw a cup of water into outer space, it becomes ice crystals, and then it sublimates almost immediately into vapor, essentially. That's what would happen on Mars. And these young people today think that they're going to be walking around Mars like they're walking around New York City. They think Mars is just another city, another place. Maybe they can take a train. Maybe there's a subway that goes to Mars, they think. And probably a lot of young people are really worried that climate change might be impacting Mars, you know, global warming. You know what Mars needs? Global freaking warming. Global warming is exactly what Mars needs. Mars needs an atmosphere. Mars needs a greenhouse effect. Mars needs CO2 in the atmosphere. Mars needs all that stuff. But nevertheless, you can't count on young people to know anything about science these days. So they think they're going to be walking around on Mars, just out in the open, not even a space suit. They think they're going to be growing crops where there's basically almost zero atmosphere of pressure. Really? How are your crops going to survive? Oh, and by the way, you don't have much sunlight either. And you have incredible, ridiculous storms that wipe out everything from time to time. So... huh. Oh, and plus, since you don't have that much atmosphere, you've got, let's see, asteroids striking you all the time. The small ones, big ones, doesn't matter when they're going like multiples of the speed of sound. Like a Mach 10 rock hits you. It doesn't matter if it's only an inch across. It's moving at Mach 10. You're toast. Or there's a hole in your habitat. A lot of things that people don't think about. And oh, hey, what about the fact that just being transported to Mars exposes you to so much space radiation that, by the way, it destroys all the gut bacteria in your gut, rendering you dead. You'll have no immune function. You will arrive on Mars like a cancer patient who's just gone through chemotherapy. Yep. You'll have no immune system, no gut microbes, and no atmosphere, no air to breathe. If you could find some frozen water underground, which there probably is, then maybe you could figure out how to live off that if you had all kinds of hundreds of tons of equipment and habitat equipment and solar panels and, I don't know, cold fusion reactors, all kinds of things. People aren't going to be living on Mars anytime soon. And certainly not going to be living on the moon in 10 years. They won't be living on Mars in 50 years. I mean, NASA might send people to Mars to die in 50 years because that's what will happen. They're not going to be sent there and have any kind of living. And Elon Musk is absolutely not going to be living on Mars. The guy is a hype artist. He's a con artist. His Tesla cars don't work. His dreams of burrowing under the cities are just vaporware. It's just hype. The guy's a con artist. He's not living on Mars. He's not moving to Mars. You know, young people today have been convinced that Earth is gone because of climate change. Are you kidding me? So let's think about it. Rising CO2 levels, that would actually what? Oh, it would accelerate the growth of forests and trees and food crops, and it would cause, according to scientists, a greenhouse effect. What does a greenhouse effect do? Well, it turns your planet into more of a greenhouse, warmer and wetter to promote plant growth, just like in a what? Oh, in a greenhouse. So if you have higher CO2, the earth becomes more green. You get more rainforests. You get more greenhouse effects. You get more plant life. That doesn't sound like a catastrophe. That sounds like a lush paradise, actually. So who convinced these young morons that high levels of CO2 are going to destroy the planet? I mean, think about it. They're being told, let's see, some of the ice is going to melt. The planet's going to become warmer and greener, and the ocean levels will rise a little bit. Okay, that sounds awesome. What's wrong with that? Sounds like you could turn deserts into food crop lands, or you could regrow forests easily, or food crops would produce more food with less effort because you have more CO2, which is a fertilizer in the air, essentially. It's a nutrient, I should say, in the air that plants need to grow. And if the oceans rise a few inches, what's the big deal? What? So why do they assume that the oceans are supposed to be at the low level that they're at today? Oceans used to be much higher. There's ocean fossils on the cliffs near, you know, seashores and things. Oceans used to be much higher. Maybe that was the correct level. Why do the young people assume that today's low ocean level with a lot of ice is the correct level? Why do they think that water locked up as frozen ice is somehow good for the planet? Liquid water is better for the planet. Liquid water that plants can use. More warmth. More growth. Greenhouse effect is good for the Earth, just like it would be good for Mars. I tell you what, I think we should build a giant spaceship for all the libtards and send them to Mars. No, serious. I'm serious about this. Let's start a GoFundMe page to build the libtard Mars one-way ticket utopian paradise adventure. And we can build a giant spaceship. All the liberals can get on board, the ones who think that Earth is over. Send them to Mars, and then guess what? We'll save the Earth as a result. Earth will be awesome without the libtards, and then they could crash land on Mars and discover what happens when there's no atmosphere. Oh, really? And your cell phone doesn't work. How many bars are you getting on Mars? That's funny. No signal? You should walk up that mountain. Maybe you'll get a signal up there. Yeah, that's right. Wi-Fi is not working on Mars? Maybe you should change your batteries. I don't know. Oh, your solar panels aren't working either. That's funny, huh? Yeah, they suck because you're farther away from the sun, you morons. But hey, trying to educate libtards about anything based in reality is a waste of time. But sending them to Mars is actually a really great idea. I think they should all move to Mars. It can be the Elon Musk Mars Express. Everybody's a winner. Just get on board. Everybody wins. Everybody gets a free ticket to Mars. And when they get there, they can claim Mars to be Planet Pelosi, and they can practice equality, which means that no one will have to work. No one will actually grow any food because it would be shared with everybody equally, so everybody will starve to death, and they will all die in the banner of equality, and Mars will become the tomb of libtards. There you go. How about that? that would be that's what they would do to themselves if they had the chance, because they are a suicide cult, by the way. All right. In any case, yeah, I'm joking about a lot of that, but not all of it. In any case, you can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. We also have a website that talks about Mars. It's called space.news. Just go to space.news, and a lot of stories there about astronomy and science, celestial science. Check it out. I think you might like it. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.